Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Everyday Drugged Desire. This file will affect how you feel, and perhaps even what you think. And like the other everyday files, just let this file play out while you think or do other things. Because this isn't something you have to focus on directly. Just like the feeling that will inevitably build up inside of you. And how it builds can differ from moment to moment. For some, it is a subtle tingling in certain places of their body, while for others, it is more of a mental change, if you will. The strange thing about it is that you won't know exactly how it happened, or even what is happening. Maybe it's something in the water, or in something that you ate. Perhaps it is in the very air you breathe, and you are causing yourself to be more affected with every breath. It's like there's no escape. Every moment appears to be affecting you more, even if you don't know what the effect is yet. It's hard to describe, like an arousal, a feeling of want or need, a desire to do, to feel, to experience, to act on something. But of course, it's not you, it's something from outside of you. Something is influencing you from moment to moment, more and more powerful. And as I talk about it every now and then, putting attention on the when and the why, the how, your body is affected even more. It probably makes you wonder what part I play in the situation that you're in, this inevitable spiral into a deeper drug desire for something, craving, wanting, needing, dripping, so firmly facing your own, biological response, I'd say. It is completely natural after all. They're just hormones, simple natural chemicals that can be spread through the body to activate, influence, guide, and direct both your feelings and your thoughts. I don't know if you've ever suffered from a deep, depraved arousal before that was so strong that you could barely think. And it's all just body chemistry. Simple hormones that can be replicated and spread through a gas or perhaps some other way. The best part about it is that it works so sneaky. You could listen to this and think that you are entirely unaffected. You can enjoy this as a pleasant cadence of slight naughtiness inspiring you in some way or other. Maybe this is more like music, something to let your mind be mildly distracted while you do something else. Even if those drugs are definitely having their effect. Now, no matter what you're doing, of course, it can become more interesting with a hint of arousal, or maybe even a bigger portion, depending, of course, on how much you've been taking, inhaling, absorbing the drug. It's such a strange word, isn't it? So many things are drugs. Simple painkillers, sleeping pills, even energy drinks and coffee. Hormones can be quite effective as well. Ah, those feelings of your skin becoming more sensitive and responding to even the slightest touch and shift in texture. Your breath, feeling each and every slow inhale caress and then exhale even deeper. It's almost like walking in a dream when your mind and body become so entwined with desire that it seems unreal. And while you're listening, that reality becomes more and more dreamlike with every drop that flows. Desire that firmly feeds on your needs, your naughty fantasies that flutter back and forth behind those unseen walls and corners in your mind where they find places to spread and multiply and become even more deliciously, deviously desire for more. Although it's almost like it's natural to have them, that by the time that you're listening to this, that desire in your body is a pleasant pulse of pleasure, each heartbeat reiterating the buildup, the wants, the need for something, the desire. Yes. And all of this is happening no matter what you do or how much you've heard. Because the drugs enter your system regardless, influencing your feelings and thoughts without you even noticing. To you, it'll feel like everything is normal, and that anything you feel is just part of what should be there. And if you just happen to rub your body somewhere or grind against something, or find yourself absent-mindedly making repeated motions that just feel good. All of this is perfectly normal. Of course, it's not your fault that you're being affected by a powerful, delicious drug. Almost hypnotized by the sensitivity that you find inside. And then, once your mind is gently lost to the lust, giving in becomes even easier, and every heartbeat becomes a wave of pleasure and want and need, a desire to pleasure and please even more. A wonderful feeling of giving in to those inner needs, those instincts that have been there all along. They must be right. And of course, you don't know if or when or how much you've been affected by the drug, but regardless of what it may be, the feelings, the pulses get so strong. Every wave of pleasure, another craving, need, want, a seed of something else. And then, as you begin to realize that something might be there, it could be anywhere, anywhere in your body, any way into your unconscious. Maybe you are hypnotized to feel your body so sensitive and aroused that you can barely think straight. Your mind and body filled with hormones that just keep pulling you into the same delicious desire, a fire to touch, to crave, to give in to anything flickering through your mind, a moment of weakness where the wonderful ease in which you enjoy those instincts inside. This moment and the next. Now, of course, every inhale, every moment makes the drug stronger and makes you crave more, more aroused, more horny, more wanting. And how long will this last? It might be quite a while. How long can your body withstand the everyday drug's desire building up even more? So good, so intense, and so sexy. And no matter how you feel right now, in a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can just continue to let that desire build up. Otherwise, you'll have no choice but to become more aware of how powerful that desire has become. Enjoy.